Good morning to you, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this Tuesday of Christmas week. Have you noticed that the Christmas story, one of the most celebrated events in all of human history, is filled with normal people like you and me? Mary was likely a normal teenager, perhaps 15 or 16 years of age, and we know virtually nothing about her family. We presume her marriage was arranged, as most marriages were in those days. Her husband-to-be, Joseph, was likely a man in his 30s. A carpenter by trade, we presume Joseph would have needed a little house and small business plan sufficient to pay a bridal dowry price and care for he and Mary before taking her as his wife. Their engagement would have lasted at least a year, giving ample time for Joseph and Mary both to prove their faithfulness to God and the purity of their relationship. You likely know of the movie Fiddler on the Roof, and I think that's probably a fairly good picture of what life was like for many Jewish people in Nazareth. Nazareth was a simple village, but with a strong Roman soldier garrison stationed there. Remember when Nathanael was first told of Jesus by his friend Philip, he said, "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" John chapter 1. Certainly, no one would have expected that old Zechariah, Elizabeth, the village of Nazareth, or Joseph or Mary would figure in God's remarkable plans for what we celebrate at Christmas. May I ask, do you sometimes look at yourself, your family, your town in that way? Would you be shocked to know that God did something extraordinary that he is planning, which includes you and your town? Friends, let's not limit God by assuming any of us is too insignificant, or where we live does not meet the qualifications for a God miracle. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Luke 1, starting in verse 26. As you hear those words, do memories of your childhood and someone reading the Christmas story come flooding into your mind? In the craziness of December 2020, has the most miraculous story of all time lost some of its amazement for you? Yesterday, we walked with Zechariah as he was heading home, mute from his encounter with Gabriel in the temple. Somehow he explained his experience to his dear old wife Elizabeth, and miraculously, they did find themselves pregnant in their old age. For 6 months they told no one. They simply marveled at God's miraculous power and his kindness to include them in this most outrageous miracle that God was doing on planet Earth. I'm sure they studied the scriptures diligently to try and discern what would happen next in God's great plan. But nothing could have prepared them for the knock on their door and young Mary's appearance, asking if she could stay a while with them because she needed help in understanding what God was doing and what her angelic visit meant. I invite you, my friends, to read that familiar story in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 45. But today, read it with fresh eyes, as though it's your first time. Read it out loud, expressively to yourself. Put yourself in the story. What do you feel? Why Mary? Why Nazareth? How could her pregnancy, while still a virgin, possibly happen? What does it mean when the angel Gabriel said, "You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High God will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." We presume Mary went to visit Zechariah and Elizabeth because Gabriel had also said, "Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." Do you believe that, my friends? Honestly now, are you convinced nothing is impossible with God? How have you tested that statement in 2020? What have you trusted God for or believed God could do in the face of the impossible? Do you love Elizabeth's powerful statement to Mary? Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. Luke 1:45. Oh, my friends, I hope that can be said of you and me this year. Mary stayed with Elizabeth and Zechariah for the last 3 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy. I imagine their days were filled every day with long hours of discussion about God, God's miracles through Israel's history, and especially every scripture they could find about Messiah and God's plan for Emmanuel, God with us. Zechariah finally had the chance to share all that he had learned in his lifetime of study as a priest, although due to his inability to speak, he had to find other ways to explain God's truths, like writing or sign language. There must have been a great deal of laughter during those weeks as Elizabeth and Mary tried to figure out what old Zechariah was saying. Do you like the game of charades? And finally came the day old Elizabeth experienced that for which she had longed all her life, the birth of her miracle. We don't know for sure if Mary was still there or had she gone home. Did she witness both the birth of this special child and 8 days later, his circumcision and naming ceremony? Please read Luke 1:46 to 80 and marvel at the amazing declarations of praise, first from young Mary in verse 46 to 55, and then old Zechariah as his voice miraculously returned, and he spoke his first words after 9 months of silence. Please take careful note of exactly when Zechariah's voice returned, as you see in verse 63 and 64. Do you see it was when Zechariah wrote, "His name is John"? Obedience in spiritual faith is so very important, isn't it? How have you learned that lesson, my friends? Elizabeth and Mary's miraculous pregnancies both had God-given names and God-given life purposes for their sons. Parenting these two boys, John and Jesus, would require deep, prolonged, faithful obedience to the Holy Spirit's guidance for parents who would never be able to fully explain the miracle that God had invited them into. May I ask, how has your faith in God, in God's Word, in God's promises, in God's purposes in our world been stretched this year of 2020 and this Christmas season? As you read these very familiar verses in Luke 1:26 to 80 today, may I urge you to take special note of every faith step that Mary, Elizabeth, and Zechariah needed to take if they were going to fully experience the miracle of what we call Christmas. And then look closely into your own heart. Is your faith strong enough, big enough, that God could send you an angel or in some other way invite you into a miracle in these next few days? To help you, I've found a video reenactment of Luke chapter 1, which is very powerful. You'll see the link in your notes, and I hope God blesses you and stretches your faith as you watch it. God bless you, my friends.